You are listening to the gospel message in both Chinese and English. The co-workers of Living in Jesus Ministries edited the sermons of the Chinese preachers, and you can understand how the Oriental believers explained the Bible. May God bless your new life in the Lord.
I think all these preachings are also a challenge to me. Because I need to know this. In many, many circumstances, Jesus keeps asking, what do you seek? Whenever you run after other gods, your sorrow will multiply. That's why in the end of the book of John, Jesus asked, do you love me more than these?
你真的爱我比这些更深吗?
Do you really love me more than these?
这些很多解经家在那里解释, 我们不用花功夫, 到底是鱼呢, 还是什么呢? 那个不用去解释了。
We don't have to try very hard what these refer to in that scripture.
不管是鱼还是他习惯的lifestyle 还是他最有把握做的事情 我们不用管 但是任何可以取代主的 主都要问我们
It doesn't matter whether these are referring to the fish their occupation, their lifestyle but anything that takes the place of Jesus
任何人事物 任何lifestyle 任何生活的习惯兴趣爱好 只要会影响我们转向主要主的主都要问你爱我比这些更深吗
Anything you like Anything, your hobby, your preference, anything that takes the place of the Lord will ask you, do you love me more than this?
所以当我们被带到迦南地的时候,
So when we are brought to the land of Canaan,
如果我们真知道在基督里是多么丰富宽阔的一件事情,
If we truly understand that in Christ we have such abundance there,
然后又有这样子的应许, 凡你脚掌所踏之地都是你的,
and God himself promised that every piece of land you set your soul upon.
我相信我们每一天都会变得非常的积极。
I believe our everyday life, our living will become very positive.
因为每一个环境都可以让我们经历基督得着基督。
Because every circumstances now become an opportunity for us to experience Christ.
所以很多人很喜欢讲说化妆的祝福。
So many use the phrase a blessing disguised.
因为神的意思是好的, 神要是给我们的是祝福, 但是外面包装在一些我们看起来以为是难处。
What God meant for us are blessings always, but sometimes it put on the disguise as if it's a curse.
所以我们不被吸引, 甚至我们抗拒, 我们不要。
So sometimes we don't feel like we want those things or we reject the things come upon us.
哪里晓得当我们真进去的时候我们才发现真是至宝。
Without realizing when we truly possess them, we find them the true treasure.
所以保罗因为看见这个,
Because Paul has seen this.
所以我说保罗做了最智慧的抉择, 他说我以得着基督为至宝。
So I mentioned here that Paul made the wisest choice. He counted the knowledge of Christ, the excellence, the best thing.
既然在每一件事情上, 在每一个遭遇里面, 在每一天里面, 都有基督, 然后我一定要得到他。
In all circumstances, every situation, Christ is in it. So we want to gain Christ through them.
我不要被外面短暂的快乐, 暂时的这些吸引, 来迷惑了我, 来影响了我, 我要得着主。
We don't want to be confused or attracted by this temporal outward attraction. But we want to gain Christ.
他有最智慧的抉择,
he made the wisest choice.
然后有最专一的追求,
and he has the most singular pursuit.
他说我只有一件事情,
he said that one thing I do.
我只有一件事情,
one thing I do.
你看看我们有多少事情,
look at us, how many things we do.
从早到晚多少事情,
from the morning till the evening, so many, many things.
保罗说我只有一件事情,
but Paul said one thing I do.
我不管在什么遭遇里面, 我只有一件事情,
in every situation, I have only one thing.
我只有一个态度,
I have only one attitude.
我只有一个要求,
I have only one demand.
我就是要在里面得到基督,
I want to gain Christ in it.
他说我不是以为我已经得着了或是得够了, No, not enough.
He said, I do not consider myself already obtained. No, not enough.
我只有一件事情, 忘记背后努力面前向着标杆直跑, 要得着神在基督耶稣里, 从上头找我来得的奖赏。
There's only one thing, I want to forget the things which are behind and press on to the things which are ahead. I want to gain Christ.
任何事情他没有得到基督, 他不甘心的。
So he will feel a loss if he has not gained Christ in any circumstances.
这就是我们说的要得到主的结局。
This is what we mean. We need to gain the end of the Lord.
如果得不到主，我们不甘心让这个环境过去。
If we do not gain Christ, don't let the opportunity just slip away.
如果我们让这个环境过去，那是我们自己浪费的这个机会。
If we let that incident just pass by without gaining Christ, we have wasted it.
所以 Brother Lawrence 说，如果你不利用今天来爱神，你就浪费了今天。
So Brother Lawrence says, if you don't make use of today to love God,
那我们要
you have wasted today.
我们要说，如果你不利用这个机会来得着基督，我们就浪费了这个机会。
And we want to say that if you don't take this opportunity to gain Christ, you have wasted this opportunity.
因为圣经上说，万事都互相效力。
Because Bible says all things work together.
所有的事情都是要叫我们得到基督。
Everything will work for us if our aim is to gain Christ.
以弗所书第一章二十三节讲到基督的时候，是那充满万有者的丰满。
Ephesians 1:23 there says Christ, he fills the, Christ is the one who fills all and in all.
所以他不光在万事里面，他根本是充满万有的。
It's not that he is in everything, but he fills all.
所以所有的事情里面都有基督，弟兄姊妹，我们要相信这件事哈。
So in everything you can find Christ. We need to pay attention to that.
在我们很不舒服的环境里面。
In the most uncomfortable circumstances.
在我们跟很受不了的人接触的时候。
In the person that we find it hard to get along with.
在我们疾病受苦的时候。
And in our sufferings even.
在上班里面那么多的压力，那么多的 politics.
And many politics pressure at work.
在神家里面可能有很多让我们灰心失望的事情。
Maybe in the house of God you find many things that disappoint you.
甚至在我个人身上有这么多软弱、失败、无助的情形。
Or you look at yourself, so many weaknesses, failures, helplessness.
弟兄姊妹，我们都要用信心相信基督都在其中。
Brother and sister, that's with faith proclaim that Christ is in all.
所以保罗说，我只有一件事情。
So Paul says, one thing I do.
我就是要得到神在基督耶稣里要给我的。
I want to obtain, apprehend that prize which God wanted for me.
他整个人就是这么 focused。
So his whole being is focused.
集中在一件事情上。
Focus on one thing.
我以得着基督为至宝。
I counted my utmost treasure to gain Christ.
所以我年初讲的那个例子，我觉得它还是有它的道理的。
So I used this illustration in the beginning of the year.
我说假设有一种鱼，它只吃虾的话。
Suppose that there's this fish which only eats shrimp.
它在大海里面游来游去，它看到珊瑚，看到水母，看到小鱼，它都没兴趣。
And then he's swimming in the ocean where he see the coral, see the jellyfish. He has no interest on them.
他看到一个鲨鱼游过去，他眼睛都亮了。
But as soon as the shrimp passed by, then his whole being get enlightened.
对不对？上
，Yeah, go for it.
就追去了。
And then go for it.
因为那是唯一让他快乐，唯一能够才让他快乐，能够让他快乐的东西。
Because that's the only thing that would bring joy to that fish.
弟兄姊妹，今天在我们的生活里面
，Brothers and sisters, in our daily lives,
不是要很偶尔才看到基督。
We don't want to just see Christ once in a long, long while.
不是要飞来飞去参加什么特会才能得到基督。
Or we go to this special conference, that special meeting. Oh, only then can we meet.
不是要跑到哪去听哪一个有名的传道人才能让我碰到基督。
Or go to this particular famous speaker, then I can find Christ.
Christ is all and in all.
Christ is all and in all.
所以我们一定要凭着信心往前去。
We have to move forward.
在每一个环境里面。
In all circumstances,
从万有中得着基督。
In everything, we gain Christ.
这是一个属灵前辈在他非常灰心的时候。
This is a saying from a spiritual from an elderly brother.
非常一个 sister 非常疲倦非常灰心的时候。
When she was in despair, in a great discouragement.
她在坐车从上海到南京的路上。
She was on the train from Shanghai to Nanjing.
她整个人瘫在那里，坐在椅子上安静。
Her whole being just reclined on a chair and meditating.
突然主对他说了一句话。
Suddenly, the Lord spoke to him.
从万有中得着基督。
Out of every single thing, you can gain Christ.
整个人活过来了。
And suddenly, her whole being get alive.
就在这些不可能、不喜欢的环境里面。
In all those impossibilities.
从神的手中接过。
But she received them from the Lord.
我要得着基督。
I want to gain Christ.
弟兄姊妹，很多的时候难处真的很大。
Yes, indeed, there are great challenges in life.
大的超过我们这个人所能承受。
Even beyond what we can bear.
所以我这个礼拜二在祷告会的时候跟弟兄姊妹有一点交通。
So this past Tuesday, I have some sharing during the prayer meeting.
申命记第九章告诉我们。我们的神像烈火一样已经在我们前面先过去了。
In Deuteronomy 9, there says, Our God, He's that consuming fire. He has gone before us to destroy our enemies.
圣经从来没有否定我们会碰到困难。
Bible never says we will not face hardships.
甚至他主动提醒我们你前面有困难。
Actually, on the contrary, Bible says you will face hardships.Challenges.
但是在这困难的背后全是祝福。
But behind all those difficulties are blessings.
而且越强的仇敌背后的祝福越大。
The greater the enemies are, the greater the blessings behind them.
所以第九章讲到亚纳族，亚纳族是迦南地最高大的。
So in chapter 9 it talks about the Anak. They are the tallest, they are the giant in the land.
所以神说的确亚纳族人高大。
God said, indeed, they are like giants.
他们的城甚至高得顶天啊。
Their cities are as tall as the heaven.
而且所有人都说谁能够在亚纳族人面前站立得住呢。
And they're saying in that area, said, who can stand before the Anak?
弟兄姊妹，你现在碰到难处吗？
Brother and sister, are you facing some difficulties?
是不是大得高得顶天呢？
Are those difficulties as tall as the heaven?
我们在这些仇敌巨人的面前，我们像蚱蜢一样。
Before those giants, we are just like grasshoppers.
但是加勒跟约书亚说，他们是我们的食物。
But Joshua and Caleb, they proclaim they are our food.
因为他们用信心来看这件事情。
Because they look at these people.In the eyes of faith.
因为他们是透过神来看难处，不是透过难处来看神。
Because they see the difficulties through the eyes of God. They are instead of seeing God through the difficulties.
那个整个态度、境界、局面都会被转过来。
The whole situation got turned around.
你透过难处看神，我们一定灰心的。
If you try to find God through the difficulties, then you will be discouraged.
我们透过神来看环境，我们这个人得到力量。
But if you see your circumstances from the perspective of God, you will be strengthened.
他说他在我们面前行过去了。
So God says, I will go before you.
所以约书亚记第四章讲得真好。
So Joshua 4 there it says,
神在那里说你那个他在那边等着我们过去。
God says,
我们看一下好了，好不好？我们看一下约书亚记第四章。我不晓得大家读圣经有没有注意到这些话，我碰到这种话我都是圈好几圈 highlight。
I don't know whether you take notes or highlight these verses. I normally do that when I encounter these great verses.
四章二十三节，因为耶和华你们的神在你们前面使约旦河的水干了，等着你们过来，就如耶和华你们的神从前在我们前面使红海干了，等着我们过来。弟兄姊妹，你有没有注意到所有的路都是神走在我们前面。
Verse 23 there's for the Lord your God dried up the waters of the Jordan before you. Have you noticed that always God went before us?
当埃及的追兵在后面追他们。
When the army of Egyptians they pursued the Israelites.
前面是红海无路可走。
There's Red Sea in front of them.
弟兄姊妹，神的儿女们几乎是死定了。
As if they come to a dead end.
但是却发现我们的神已经在对岸等着我们过来了。
But they discover our God is waiting for them on the other side of the shore.
他已经在我们前面先过去了。
He already has gone before us.
他已经像烈火一样，已经 disable 所有仇敌的力量。
He's just like consuming fire. He has disabled, crippled the enemies and waiting for us.
所以当百姓凭信心跨步的时候
，So when the people of God by faith they step out their faith.
红海开了，约旦河开了。
And the Red Sea got divided, and the River Jordan got divided.
耶利哥倒塌了，亚纳族人灭亡了。
Jericho fall, and then Anak got destroyed.
弟兄姊妹，我希望这些话语来安慰我们。
Brother and sister, I hope these words will be a comfort.
每一天早上起来。
Every morning when you get up.
很多时候我们起来，我们不想起床，真的不想起床，因为这是一个我们不想过的一天。
Sometimes you feel like, oh, how wish you can just stay in the bed because you really don't want to face the challenge of that day.
不管是那天你要开刀也好，不管是要做 presentation 也好，不管那天是你要结婚也好。
Maybe you'll have a presentation, or maybe you will have surgery.Or maybe it's your wedding day.
陈明马上就拍拍心声了。弟兄姊妹，不管那个日子是什么
，No matter what is going to come on that day，
我们的神在我们前面已经过去了。
Our God has gone before us，
然后他等着我们过来
，waiting for us to reach the other side。
多么值得安慰的话。
Brothers and sisters, these are such a great word of comfort.
不光凡事都有他的美意。
In everything, God has his perfect will.
诗篇139篇16节更告诉我们。
Psalm 139 and verse 16.
就是在神所给我们定的日子，我们连一天都还没有过，神都已经全部写在册子上了。
Our days has been written on His book even before we spend a day.
弟兄姊妹，我们整个一生都在神的手中。
Our whole life is in the hand of God.
他在我们身上有纯全、善良、可喜悦的旨意。
He has that wonderful, perfect will in us.
让我们在主的面前不要害怕。
Don't be afraid, brothers and sisters.
不要灰心。
Don't be discouraged.
你这一天还没有过，神早就过完了。
Even before you spend this very hour, God has already gone before you.
我们的余生，未知的岁月，他全走过了。
The unknown days which lie ahead of us, He has gone before us.
他在前面等着我们。
He is waiting for us.
让我们可以经历他，得着他。
So that we can experience Him and gain Him.
我们可以活出他来。
We can live Him out.
弟兄姊妹，如果很多时候我们真的觉得我们完全过不去。
Brother and sister, there are times we feel like we couldn't bear anymore.
我们愿意相信，但是我们力量跟不上来。
We wanted to believe, but we find no strength to believe.
我们讲到基督是一切的时候。
But when we mention Christ is all,
不仅仅讲到让主居首位，我愿意凭信心从他手中接过每一个环境。
Not only that He is the Lord, He has the preeminence, so we receive everything as if from His hand.
而且我们讲到基督是一切的时候，说到他是我们的生命。
But when we talk about Christ is all, we also mention the key that He is our life.
不再是我，乃是基督，一直是神在我们身上一直在做的事情。
No longer I, but Christ. This is the work of God continued in our lives.
神不来修改我们的。
God is not going to patch and make some patch.
你千万不要以为我这个人什么都好，就是脾气不好，我就是爱玩电玩，我就是喜欢说脏话。No, 神是完全不要。
Don't think that, well, I'm pretty good in everything else except that I play video games or I swear a lot.No, in God's eyes, He would nullify everything.
神是用十字架来解决我们这个人，因为十字架是最大的否定。
God used the cross to deal with our issue because the cross is the greatest denial.
全不要了。
Everything is passed.
不要说坏的不要，好的神也不要啊。
Not only those good things God will nullify, but even those you consider good.
十字架是神在我们身上最大的否定。
Cross is the greatest denial God has in our lives.
复活是神在我们身上最大的肯定。
But resurrection is the greatest support God has in our lives.
因为神只要基督。
Because what God is seeking after is Christ, only Christ.
所以当我们不行的时候，
So when we find ourselves unable,
都是神提供了一个更深的一个机会，让我们来经历基督的替代。
It's right there God has given us this opportunity that Christ can take our place.
弟兄姊妹，基督的替代是宇宙中的大事情。
This is a great matter that Christ takes our place.
也是每一个基督徒经历里面最核心、仇敌最怕的一件事情。
This is also the core experience which the enemy fears the most.
因为这个才是神要的。
Because this is what God wants.
这个才是神要的。
This is what God wants.
你可以有很多基督徒的行为。
You can have many Christian, quote unquote Christian.
你可以有很多金钱的操练。
And many practices that you think will lead you to.
甚至我们
godliness.
忠心服事，我们有很多的果效。
Or even that you serve faithfully and you see much fruit.
但是如果不是基督
，But if it's not out of Christ，
弟兄姊妹，神不要
，God will not accept。
所以我们需要求主开我们眼睛，怜悯我们。
So really, we pray that the Lord will open our eyes and be merciful to us。
我们一定要得到主的结局。
We want to gain the end of the Lord。
就是让我们得到被改变的生命。
That is our life being transformed。
那我们的生命更像耶稣
，and we will be more like him.
要得到被改变的关系
，and also a transformed relationship.
让我们跟主之间有第一手真实的关系
，so we can all have the personal, firsthand experience with the Lord.
我用一个圣经的故事做结束。
Let me end with a story mentioned in the Bible.
你们现在可以笑了。
Now you can really smile.
好，快笑来了。在列王记下，你们现在不要看，答应我现在不要看。
And in Second King. And in 2 Kings, toward the end of chapter 6 and then chapter 7, there's the story. Israelites at that time, they went astray from God, so they got beaten by this Aram.
整个撒玛利亚城被仇敌围攻了很久。
Assyria. So that city of Samaria got surrounded by the enemy for quite a long time.
在那个困境里面走不出来。
So they couldn't find a way out.
到最后饥荒，他们没有东西吃了。
To the end, there's a great famine.
活下去的力量跟盼望都没有了。
They lost hope completely to survive.
请你们注意听我讲这些故事，都在讲我们今天很多人的情形。
Please pay attention while I mention this story. This actually is a picture to many of us.
所以有一个妇人跑来见当时的以色列王。
So this woman came to the king of Israel.
求王帮助她。
Asking the king to help her.
王对他说，连耶和华都不帮助，谁能够帮助你？
And the king replied that not even the Lord wants to help. Who can help?
因为他们饿到一个地步，把孩子交换来吃。
Because they were starving to the point that they have to eat their children.
别人吃完他的儿子，第二天该吃别人的那个人把孩子藏起来了。
They have to exchange their children as food.
不光外面有这么多的难处，而且遭遇了这么多的痛苦。
So they face many hardships outward, and then and in the city, it's a great tragic.
以色列王听了以后就气得不得了。他说：“如果以利沙当时的先知，他说如果他的头还在他脖子上的话，愿神处罚我。”
And the king of Israel was so mad. He said, "Well, I want to behead Elisha. It's all because of him."
很多的结局我们第一个就是埋怨神啊。
You know, oftentimes, the first one we complain is toward God.
顺便也埋怨我们这些服侍主的人。
And the second is are the servants of God.
但是那天神借着以利沙说了一个预言。
But that day, God spoke this analogy through Elisha.
明天这个时候。
Tomorrow at this time.
这么多的麦子。只要卖一个 shekel,
there will be so many wheats that will be sold for one shekel.
同样的，一个 shekel 你可以买两升的大麦。
And you can buy 2 liters of wheat barley.
那是不可能的一个好消息，对不对
？It sounds too good to be true.
大家已经饿了这么多天，甚至把孩子都吃了。
They were so starving to death that even exchanged their children.
怎么可能有这样子的消息
？How can this be true?
他说明日这个时候。
Tomorrow at this point.
所以扶着王来的一个军长，他说不可能的事情。
So there is this captain of the army say, "Well, that's impossible."
就算神把天打开来了，都不可能有这样子的事。
That even the Lord may open the gates of heaven, it's still impossible.
以利沙就对他讲。
Elisha replied.
明日这个时候。
Tomorrow at this time.
大家都要来享受神的应许，但是你却捞不到享受。
Everyone will enjoy this benefit except you.
果然，当天晚上，神发生了一件很奇妙的事情。
So that evening, this miracle happened.
神把亚兰王当他们听见好像大军来了，吓得马上逃跑了。
And God caused this turmoil in the camp of Assyrian, and then they were all scared and they ran away.
他们是落荒而逃，什么东西都没带，连马跟驴都没骑。全部就跑了。
They were just running for their lives without leaving all the belongings behind.
所有的食物、金银财宝 ，everything 都留在那里。
All the food, the gold, silver, everything were left.
但是这个好消息是没有人知道。
But nobody knew that good news.
但是那天就在那一天。
But on that day,
那城外有四个大麻风的。
There were 4 lepers lives outside of the city.
他想我们死定了，已经饿死了。
They said, "Well, we are dying anyway."
与其在这里饿死，不如我们去投降。
Well, rather than dying here, why not we just surrender ourselves?
他们要杀就杀，要留的话，我们还可以活下去。
If they want to kill us, let them do it. But if they leave us alive, then at least we can.
所以他们去的时候，发现全部都不在了。
And when they went, they discovered none was there.
哇，他们大吃大喝 ，all you can eat， 手扶着墙来，手扶着墙回去。
They had a great feast, all you can eat.
他们兴奋得不得了，吃尽了，把所有的财宝都一直藏，一直藏。
They kept eating and then hiding all the treasures. They couldn't stop.
到最后吃的太多， 得了太多心不安，说我应该把好消息报告回去。
To the point, finally they realized, well, it's not good that we just hide this great news. We should bring
this news back. 当他们回去把这个消息告诉王的时候
，When they turned back and brought this news to the king,
王还是不相信。
The king did not believe.
所以就找了几个人，剩下的五匹马出去探探路，发现果然都逃跑了。
So they send a few people have the only five horses left, and they say, go check it out.
所有的百姓。汹涌不是群涌而至，往那个亚兰的军队里面去抢东西去了。
And they realized it's true, so all the people ran out and plundered the whole place.
那个军长被这么多的人群活活的踩死。
And that captain of the army, he was trampled to death.
弟兄姊妹，我用这个故事告诉大家。
Brother and sister, the reason I want to share with you this story.
常常转回基督只是一念之间的事情。
Oftentimes, turn your eyes upon Jesus.
当我们在基督里。跟不在基督里，它是两个截然不同的境界。
In Christ, outside of Christ, it's a very distinct, two different realm.
你不要像那个军长觉得说不可能，真的不可能，大家都饿到交换儿子吃了。
Don't get yourself to the unbelief as that captain say, "Oh, it's impossible. It is impossible."
怎么可能有这么好的事情呢
？How can it ever be true?
弟兄姊妹，当我们真转活在基督里的时候
，Brothers and sisters, when we turn our hearts toward the Lord,
他是一切
，He is all.
你所有的需要在基督里都可以找到。
All you need, you can find in Him.
就当我是那个大麻风来告诉好消息好了。
Just look at me as that leper to proclaim this good news to you.
我们一起唱一首诗歌，428首。
Can we sing together 428?
我们的主在我们前面已经过去了。
Our Lord has gone before us.
我希望我们都在主的面前祷告，求神帮助我们，给我们这样子的信心。
I hope the Lord will help us that we may have such faith to follow Him.
当我们的脚踏进红海，踏进约旦河的时候，水都要分开来。
When we set our foot in the river of Jordan, the river will be divided.
耶利哥要打塌，亚纳族人要被灭亡。
The city of Jericho will fall. The people of Anak, they will be destroyed.
所有的饥荒、软弱、困境，在一日之间要完全转变。
All the famine, the starvation.Will be turned around within even a day.
关键在于我们是不是活在基督里。
The key is whether we are in Christ or not.
We are glad that you listened to the program we edited, and we hope you may let your relatives and friends know the web address of Living in Jesus, www.livinginjesus.org, and invite them to listen too. May more people believe in Jesus.